Tenacious Living Radio.
Welcome to the Sugar Talk and More radio show, where you can learn how to kick the sugar and cravings, control your weight, increase your energy, and avoid chronic health issues, featuring your host, Kathy Orman, certified health coach and author of The Sugar Switch. Kathy inspires individuals to improve their health and reach their health goals through simple, sustainable lifestyle changes through the principles of nutrition, whole foods, and healthy living. And now, here's your host, health coach Kathy Orman.
Hi, and welcome to Sugar Talk and More. I'm your host, Kathy Orman. Our topic today is your food killing you? Specifically, we're going to be talking about today's standard North American diet, the all-too-common modern-day health situation, and how your food could be killing you. We're also going to talk about inflammation, which is the one underlying serious health issue that you can actually control by the food you eat. We're also going to talk about specific foods to eat and six steps that you can take to heal inflammation and heal common chronic health issues. So let's get started by talking about the way it is today with most people and the standard North American diet. You're doing your best to buy healthy food. You're eating the common foods that are readily available in all the common grocery stores, your favorite grocery store. These foods are more convenient than ever. They fit your busy lifestyle. They go into the microwave. They cook quick. And they taste pretty good. And bonus, because your family likes them. So it seems like a really good win-win situation. It's all the same food everyone else is buying and eating. It's so common. It seems healthy enough. So it must be healthy. Thousands can't be wrong, can they? Well, it must be okay because everybody's eating it. You look at the labels and it seems like they're healthy products that you're buying. The labels tell you that the foods are healthy. It tells you there's natural ingredients. It's low fat or maybe it's fat free. It's low carb. There's low sugar, or maybe it's sugar-free. And there's even some of the products are gluten-free. So it must be healthy. Besides, there are laws against false advertising, so you assume that the labels must be accurate. Well, here's what you might not realize about the labeling of foods. The labels are designed to appeal to shoppers like you and me. They are designed to sell the product. They're a marketing tool. It's all about the marketing. It's not about how healthy the foods are for us. The marketers do their job really effectively. They're very good at it. Highly processed food is the subject of much of the advertising, whether it's on television, in a newspaper, online, or in flyers that come to your door or your mailbox. The marketing is often misleading because it uses catchy words that are ambiguous. And it leads us to believe that all these highly processed foods are somehow good for us. The advertising contains catchphrases that are so convincing, we inevitably become interested in the products. The fact is, most of this fast, convenient processed food is totally void of beneficial nutrients, and it's harmful to our health. Unbeknownst to most people, these foods are actually toxic to the body. So here's the question. Is today's standard North American diet nourishing your body, or is it making you sick? Are you thriving from your food, or is your food killing you? Now, perhaps you're thinking that these are really harsh questions to ask, and you're right, they are. But these are incredibly important questions. Our health depends on these kinds of questions. So to find the answer to these questions, let's have a look at the results that you might be getting in your health. As they say, the proof is in the pudding. So let's take a closer look at how the food you are eating could be affecting your health. Here's the all-too-common modern-day health situation. You've just been to your doctor for your annual checkup, and you're feeling a little confused about what the doctor had to say. As far as you know, you're eating healthy, and you're wondering, Why are my weight and my blood pressure going up? Why is the doctor talking to me about the dangers of diabetes? I don't have diabetes. The doctor tells me I have to do something about my weight, and I'm trying, but it just isn't working. I can't seem to control the weight. Why are my joints starting to bother me? I'm not that old. The doctor mentioned that I probably have inflammation in my joints, but I have absolutely no idea what could be causing that. And I just don't have as much energy as I should have. But why? So you're feeling disappointed and a little confused. What you really wanted to hear from your doctor is that you're doing just fine. Your blood pressure is absolutely normal. Your weight is perfect. And there's a good explanation or a simple answer to your lack of energy and your sore joints. You're just not sure what changes you could make that would give you more energy, or how you could possibly get rid of the weight or heal up the joint pain, and how you could do anything to keep you away from that slippery slope to diabetes that the doctor was talking about. Does this scenario sound familiar? Are you nodding your head in agreement because you've had a similar situation play out in your life? Let me tell you, I know what it's like. I've been there too. This scenario is almost the same scenario that happened to me just a couple of years ago. So I know it can be quite confusing and a little bit more than frustrating. So what's causing all the common chronic health issues that are so prevalent today? I'm talking about issues like obesity, prediabetes and diabetes, joint issues, including arthritis. I'm talking about high blood pressure, high cholesterol. A lot of people have fatty liver. Many people have low energy. I'm talking about sugar and carb cravings and heart disease. Why do so many people have these chronic health issues? What's causing this? Well, it seems like food is the real issue here. Believe it or not, it is the food. The fact is, the food you eat is very powerful. It's much more powerful than you realize. The food you eat can do one of two things. It can either harm you, hence it can be killing you, or it can heal you. So let's start with how food can actually harm you. I'm sure you're wondering how food can be so harmful. Food is supposed to nourish the body, so how can it be so harmful? How could my food possibly be killing me? The answer is inflammation. Food can cause inflammation. Medical and nutritional research has shown that inflammation is the root cause of so many common chronic health issues. The list of common chronic health issues I was just talking about. It's also a major cause of premature aging, and nobody wants to age faster than they should. So what exactly is inflammation? Inflammation is the body's response to something harmful or irritating. It's part of the body's immune response system, the body's effort to heal itself. To a certain degree, inflammation is necessary, and it certainly can be beneficial sometimes. There are two types of inflammation. The first one is classic inflammation, and this one is actually the beneficial type of inflammation that's necessary. So we don't ever want to get rid of inflammation totally if it's the right kind of inflammation. So classic inflammation has pain as its main symptom. The typical example of classic inflammation would be an injured joint, like a sprained ankle. The body produces inflammation and swelling in order to start the healing process. It protects and immobilizes the joint so that the body can start to heal it. So that's classic inflammation. The second type of inflammation is the one we're going to focus on today, and that is silent inflammation. Or it's also called chronic inflammation. Silent inflammation has no pain and virtually no obvious symptoms. That's why they call it silent. And because there are almost no signs of silent inflammation, a person can have it for many years and not even know it. And it can actually attack the body's organs. So this is really dangerous. The good news is that silent inflammation can now be measured by a medical test. So your doctor can actually find out if you have chronic inflammation. So let's talk about the treatments for chronic inflammation. There are two treatments. The first one is the most common one, and it's anti-inflammatory drugs. Anti-inflammatory drugs definitely work to treat inflammation, but at what price? They usually have many side effects, ranging all the way from digestive system problems on the mild end of the spectrum to the total opposite end of the spectrum where a person could actually die. So that's a pretty broad range of issues to have from anti-inflammatory drugs. So maybe not the best solution for inflammation. So the second treatment for inflammation is food. Yep, food. Even though food can cause inflammation, it can also heal inflammation. So food can either increase or decrease inflammation in your body depending on what you eat. So that's really an amazing, amazing thing about food. It can actually heal us or it can harm us. And here's the best part. The food you eat can totally reverse many, if not all, of these chronic health issues. Obesity, prediabetes and diabetes, joint issues including arthritis, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, fatty liver, sugar and carb cravings, and heart disease. So that's a staggering thing, that a staggering notion that food can actually heal all of those things. So how can it do that? Well, there are certain foods that are known to cause inflammation, and there are certain foods that are known to actually heal inflammation. So when you stop eating the inflammatory foods and you start eating the foods that heal inflammation, the inflammation will disappear. Your body is magnificent and intelligent. It's like an amazing biocomputer. You never have to tell your body how many times to make the heart beat. And you certainly never have to tell your body how many times you need to take a breath in a minute. Your body just does it all automatically. It's so amazing. And your body's natural tendency, because it's so amazing, its natural tendency is for health and healing. So given the chance, your body will heal. So when you give your body the right foods and nutrients, it will heal the inflammation. That's really important. I'm going to say that one more time. If you give your body the right foods, it will heal the inflammation. So we're going to stop for a little break. We're going to have a word from our sponsor. And when we come back, we'll talk about the foods that you need to avoid because they cause inflammation. And we'll tell you which foods will heal inflammation. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Kathy Orman of Kathy Orman Health Coaching. I'd like to tell you about a book I just wrote. It's called The Sugar Switch. It's all about the mechanism inside our body that controls our sugar. The Sugar Switch teaches how to use the power of nutrition to control your sugar switch for better health, better energy, weight loss without the traditional weight loss diet, and so that you can look good and feel great. My website is www.kathyorman.com. That's CathyOrmon.com. And I can be reached by phone at 403-453-4452.
Have you dreamed of being a host of your own radio show and taking your business and story to a wider audience? Tenacious Living Radio is the platform to make your dreams a reality. Contact us at tlrstation.com.
You're listening to Tenacious Living Radio.
Welcome back. Before the break, we were talking about the standard North American diet, the all-too-common modern-day health situation, how the food you eat can be either harming you or healing you, and we talked about inflammation, what it is, and the fact that the right foods can actually heal inflammation. So let's get to the most important part, the part you've been waiting for. Let's talk about which foods cause inflammation and which foods actually heal inflammation. This is the most important information. So if you have a pen and paper, better get it out. These are worth writing down. The first foods we need to talk about are omega-3 fatty acids and omega-6 fatty acids. So what are omega-3 and omega-6 fatty acids? They are essential fats that we need. They are called essential because our body does not produce them. We have to get them from an outside source, which would be our food. And we do need both omega-3 fatty acids and omega-6 fatty acids, but we need to have them in the right balance. That's the key, balance. In our standard North American diet, there is a definite imbalance in the amount of omega-3 and omega-6 fatty acids that we are consuming. We consume too many omega-6s and not nearly enough omega-3s. So the omega-6 fatty acids are the ones that cause an inflammatory response because of the way they break down in our body. When we eat a lot of refined foods and sugar, our body produces excess insulin. The high amount of omega-6s we are eating reacts with the insulin, the high insulin levels, and that causes inflammation. So even though we need omega-6 fatty acids, we have far too many of them, and they're causing inflammation because of the amount we're eating, along with the amount of junk food and sugar. So that's omega-6 fatty acids, the culprit, sort of. Okay, omega-3 fatty acids, they don't stimulate the same response in the body, and they actually have an anti-inflammatory effect, which heals inflammation. So omega-6 fatty acids and omega-3 fatty acids are both necessary, but we need to have more of an even amount between them, not too much omega-6s. So you may be wondering, how can you get a better balance in your diet between omega-3 fatty acids and omega-6 fatty acids? Well, that's a good question. But there are two steps, really easy steps, actually. The first one is to reduce the foods that are high in omega-6 fatty acids. So you're striving to bring down the omega-6 level. And you do that by eating less red meat and poultry. You totally eliminate processed foods and sugar. Reduce or maybe eliminate cheaper oils like sunflower oil, corn oil, and cottonseed oil. And you reduce the amount of egg yolks you eat. So that will bring down the level of omega-6 fatty acids in your diet. Now, again, you don't want to eliminate omega-6s. You just need to bring the level down. So the second step is to increase foods that are rich in omega-3 fatty acids. So omega-3s heal the inflammation, so you want to increase those. So you can do this by adding flax seeds to your diet. And again, you have to make sure that those flax seeds are ground or milled, because whole flax seeds are really, the body can't break them down. The coating is too hard, and whole flax seeds will go into your body whole, and you'll see them coming out whole. So you need to actually have milled flax seeds. You can add chia seeds to your diet. Now, chia seeds are whole as well, but our body does break down the coating on the chia seeds, so those are fine. You can have them whole. You can add walnuts to your diet. Those are really high in omega-3s. Or eating cold water fish 2 to 3 times a week is a very good way to get omega-3s. Or you can also take high quality fish oil supplements. So the idea here is to bring up the omega-3 level in your body and bring down the omega-6. Again, remembering that you need both of them. So having more omega-3 fatty acids and less omega-6 fatty acids in your diet will go a long way to healing inflammation. Now, besides balancing the omega-3 and omega-6 fatty acids in your dietary lifestyle, what else can you do to heal inflammation? Well, there are 6 dietary tips that will reduce or even eliminate inflammation within the body. The first one is to eat whole foods, especially vegetables, at least 5 servings of vegetables every day. Whole foods. The second tip is to choose produce that is full of phytonutrients and antioxidants. And that means choosing produce in the full spectrum of color. So when you're shopping for produce, think about the rainbow. Think about the colors of the rainbow and buy those fruits and vegetables and all that good stuff that's really brightly colored. And when you think about rainbows, it makes your shopping more fun too. So tip number three, eat balanced meals and snacks, including plenty of fiber. And aiming to have 40 grams of fiber in your diet every day is really excellent. And you also need enough protein too. So that's balanced meals and snacks, number three. Number four, increase your intake of vegetable-based protein, like legumes, and reduce your intake of red meat protein. So there's just loads of legumes out there. There's all kinds of them, and they're very healthy and tasty and versatile. Tip number five, choose good sources of healthy fats, like extra virgin olive oil, nuts, avocados, and especially fish. You want to avoid saturated fat from animal sources except for fish. That's tip number five. Tip number six, this one's really important. Avoid sugar, avoid hydrogenated fats, and avoid processed foods. These are the foods that are actually killing you. These are the ones that are the worst for you in every sense of the word. So, many medical experts agree that eating the right foods can heal a lot of chronic health issues, including low energy, chronic joint pain like arthritis, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, fatty liver, prediabetes and diabetes, sugar and carb cravings, and obesity. So it's really, really important to eat the right foods. So let's recap the solution to your food killing you. So we're going to recap the foods that cause inflammation, the foods that heal inflammation, and the 6 dietary tips to reduce or eliminate inflammation. So it's important to maintain a balance between omega-3 fatty acids and omega-6 fatty acids, remembering that you do need both. So omega-6 fatty acids cause inflammation, so that's the ones you want to reduce. So you reduce or eliminate sugar and refined foods, reduce red meats and poultry, reduce egg yolk, and maybe eliminate or at least reduce cheaper oils like sunflower, cottonseed, or corn oil. And the omega-3 fatty acids are the good ones. They heal inflammation, so you want to increase those by eating flax seeds, that would be milled or ground, by eating chia seeds, walnuts, cold water fish, and perhaps by taking a high-quality omega-3 fish oil supplement. And we talked about 6 dietary tips to reduce or eliminate inflammation. The first one is to eat whole foods, especially vegetables. Second one is to choose brightly colored vegetables. So think rainbow. Those are the ones that are the most nutritious with antioxidants and phytonutrients. The third dietary tip was eat balanced meals and snacks to get the right amount of fiber in your diet and protein. The fourth dietary tip is to increase vegetable-based proteins and reduce red meat protein. The fifth dietary tip is to choose healthy sources of fats that are high in omega-3 fatty acids. And tip number six is reduce or eliminate sugar and refined junk foods. That one's really important. Hippocrates, the father of medicine, once said so long ago, "Let food be your medicine and medicine be your food." It is such a good piece of advice. And it's great to know that there are ways that we can help our bodies stay healthy and disease-free for many, many years. Remember that an anti-inflammatory diet is also an anti-aging diet. If you have chronic health issues like obesity, low energy, joint issues, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, sugar and carb cravings, or fatty liver, you really need to consider whether your food is killing you, whether or not you are suffering from silent inflammation. In my health coaching programs, I guide people to move from the wrong kinds of foods, the foods that cause inflammation, to the right kinds of foods that give the body the power to heal. Those are the foods that heal inflammation. And to actually heal chronic inflammation, it can be done within 3 months of changing your dietary lifestyle. It's really an amazing thing. So if you're suffering from chronic health issues and inflammation, you need to contact me for your free health coaching session. You can go to my website, www.kathyorman.com, or you can call me at 403-453-4452. That's our show for today. Next week, the topic will be, why do I have a daily energy crisis? Thanks for joining me. Have a fabulous and healthy week. Bye.
Thank you for joining Sugar Talk and More. Are you interested in learning more about ways to kick the sugar, eliminate the cravings, increase your energy, and avoid common chronic health issues? Kathy Orman would love to connect with you. Contact Kathy at www.kathyorman.com. We will see you next week, same day and time.